Track 1. The first theme park.
And here, the first of the four geological islands is nearly complete, Mr. Paxton. So that our visitors will be able to walk amongst the great beasts of prehistory. What is it you call them, Owen?
I have created the word dinosaurs. It means terrible lizards. That is what all our fossil evidence shows them to have been.
Splendid. A walk with the dinosaurs. Yes, it will combine education with the most thrilling spectacle ever seen on Earth. Visitors to the Crystal Palace will walk amongst the dinosaurs.
And how does the rest of the project proceed?
The Crystal Palace has been safely transported from Hyde Park, ready for its re-erection at this spot, with the addition of even more courts and exhibition spaces.
Up to half as much again, I hear.
Yes, plus two water towers with forced-to-drive magnificent fountains, whose water will be taken from these very lakes. The water will fall, like the tide, and then rise again, making these seas even more realistic.
Magnificent indeed. As I said to His Royal Highness when I first proposed this scheme of a tour through geological time...
Well, the origins of the idea are a little hazy, but whether it was leading scientist Professor Richard Owen, Prince Albert himself, or even the enterprising Joseph Paxton, who first came up with the idea to create a life-size display of dinosaurs, there is no doubt of its impact. Work began on this, the world's first ever theme park, in 1852. Dinosaurs were all the rage. Paleontology, the study of fossils, was the Victorian era's exciting new science, and the new theme park tapped into this and the Victorian fascination with plant collecting, fossil hunting and geology in the same way that the Eden Centre captures our imagination today.
Well, I leave it to you and Hawkins to construct these life-sized, terrible lizards. Now I must be going. Good day to you.
Turn right. Head along the pale, crushed stone path, and after 100 metres, take your first left. Listen to track 2 in front of the stag-like sculpture.